No, we have not seen the staff report, but our expectation is that the report will come out at some point today and will be considered by the executive committee on December the 5th, which will determine if it is to be referred to a full council session on December the 16th. So I don't think anything much has changed. Regardless of what comes out today, it is simply a staff report for information purposes. Ultimately, it is up to council to take any decisions based on all of the available information. So they're going to bring it to executive committee on the 5th, that's certain. And in all likelihood, it'll go from there to a full council consideration on December 16th.
Now, so far, what's been suggested is that staff want City Council to put off any decision until 2015, which would be the next council. It would be after an election. What is your thinking of that if they postpone making a decision here?
Well, over $1 million of consultant reports and staff time have been invested in studying the proposal, and there's certainly a significant amount of information available for council to make a decision based on the benefits it brings to Torontonians and the traveling public. We believe that there's more than enough information for this proposal to be very fully considered, while at the same time providing the opportunity for certain details to be finalized as the tripartite agreement is negotiated and amended during the early part of 2014. So there's really no reason to delay or stall at this point. If you think about it and you keep it in perspective, there are certain councillors who didn't ever even want to study the issue. So no amount of additional time or information will ever satisfy them. So if you keep that in mind, you'll realize that there is some benefit to actually moving it forward, while at the same time addressing any and all issues, any and all remaining issues that need to be finalized between the City of Toronto, the federal government, and the Toronto Port Authority.
Robert, though, what's the rush? Why not wait? What it would be like possibly a year and a half.
Well, Bombardier has completed flight testing. The results confirm that the CS-100 Whisper jet will meet the very stringent noise constraints that govern the airport. If final certification of the aircraft does not meet these requirements, the aircraft will not operate from the Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport. The modest meter extension on each end of the main runway has been the design of it has been completed. It's fully expected to meet the requirements of City Council in terms of not having a material impact on the Western Shipping Channel. So upon final runway design approval, if that runway extension does not meet the requirements, the proposal won't proceed. So you need to sort of remember that this is a good news story. There's 1,000 incremental jobs for Torontonians. And with the new porter destinations that we're talking about, consumers will benefit significantly from lower airfares than they presently pay to many of the destinations. Probably quite a few of those who travel over to Buffalo for some of those lower fares will be able to do it right from Toronto City Airport. The actual Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport contributes some $2 billion in economic benefits to the City of Toronto, and the plans that we have will increase that benefit even further. So it's worthwhile considering it before anyone moves to simply shelve it or postpone it, remembering that no additional study and no amount of additional time will ever satisfy those councillors who didn't ever even want it studied in the first place.
Now, Robert, if you don't expand Billy Bishop Airport, what happens to the airport?
Listen, we'll continue to provide the same high level of service that we've become known for and that Torontonians expect. We do, however, believe and are very optimistic that a majority of the executive committee and council will see the proposal's value for the city and will be willing to work toward making it happen in a timely manner. So we remain entirely optimistic.